It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
If you are a sports fan, this is your season. In this show alone, we're going to talk a little football, racing, some basketball, some golf, even some baseball. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing. If you need a job, they have them right now. They're looking for roofers. Great prices. I mean, as far as the wage and benefits, all that stuff at AAA Roofing. For more information, go to AAARoofingCompany.com. Well, let's talk a little racing to start this show out this week. Racing returns to Indianapolis this weekend. Friday is practice for the IndyCar Grand Prix. The race is Saturday, and they've got all kinds of different kind of racing and a lot of activity. If you like cars going fast around a track, that's the place to be. Well, of course, this month, the month of May, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but beginning on Friday with practice, and then Saturday, several different kinds of racing, but the IndyCar Grand Prix will go to green right around 3:50 on Saturday afternoon at the world-famous Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There's all kinds of deals. You can go online for Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and there's free tickets for kids, I think, under age 12, I think, and maybe even 15 and under, are going to get in free Saturday to watch that race. So go out there, support one of the greatest events in the history of the world, really, when you think about IndyCar in the month of May in Indianapolis, and that'll happen this weekend. Now, practice for the Indy 500, the 102nd. Second running of the Indianapolis 500. Practice begins Tuesday, May 15th, as they count down the days for qualifying and the 102nd running of the Indy 500. NBA, the Cavs sweep Toronto. Okay, we know the Pacers had a pretty good run. They really pushed the Cavs, went to Game 7, and a lot of people do believe, and I'm one of them, I think the Pacers are an overall better team than the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the Cleveland Cavaliers have LeBron James. And the stuff that he's doing this postseason, again, as my sons call him, they call him the GOAT. Do you know what that is? The GOAT, the greatest of all time. That's what it spells out. GOAT is the acronym for the greatest of all time. And they think he is. I don't know. I'm still a Larry Bird guy personally. But they think LeBron is. And he certainly is putting on quite the show. The Cavs sweep Toronto, so now they get a little rest. And probably going to be them in Boston. And we talk a lot about LeBron James and what he's done, but what about Indianapolis' own George Hill? He has really been a difference maker for the Cavs in this postseason. He's been battling some really bad back issues, but he played really well in Game 4. What George Hill, who is, of course, from IUPUI and Broad Ripple High School, what he brings Cleveland is a lot of defense. He really turns it up a notch defensively for Cleveland, and he's a difference maker on the court for them, and he's a reason why, a big reason, not just LeBron James, but a big reason why Cleveland sweeps Toronto and moves on to the Eastern Conference Finals is George Hill. He's really playing well. He can score. But defense is where it starts with the kid from IUPUI and Broad Ripple. Indians baseball, they're home this weekend. If you want to get outside and enjoy just some beautiful weather, I think we're supposed to have nice weather for the rest of the time. Chances here and there range. If you're not a race fan, the Indians are also home this weekend. They're home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis. And golf. I want to talk a little golf because the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing is just around the corner. It's set for Tuesday, May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club. If you want to go to the website here, catholicradioindy.org, you can get signed up. You can give us a call, that number 317-870-8400. It's an opportunity to play a great golf course. Plum Creek and Carmel is really a nice track, fun to play, but it's also, most of all, an opportunity to support Catholic Radio Indy. And if you're listening to this show, you're probably a supporter of Catholic Radio Indy already, but we need your help at this golf outing. It's a good fundraiser for us. And Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, will be our guest speaker. He'll be there for the dinner sometime after 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And he'll kind of tell us all about that NFL draft. But you know what? You're going to get a chance to hear that next because Chris Ballard of the Indianapolis Colts, the general manager, a good Catholic man, good faith-filled man, is going to join us right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. We're going to take a break. And again, get signed up for the golf outing. It happens on May 22nd at Plum Creek in Carmel. And you can do that by going to CatholicRadioIndy.org. But Chris Ballard is standing by. We're going to talk Colts football and much, much more as we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing. They have jobs. They're looking for people. Get a hold of them at AAAroofingCompany.com. Now it's my pleasure to welcome Chris Ballard, the general manager of your Indianapolis Colts. Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. And we get a chance to talk about a lot of things, but there's a lot going on in your life right now. So thank you for taking a minute with us.
No, thanks for having me.
You recently had the NFL draft, and of course you got the guy, Quentin Nelson, a guard out of Notre Dame. Of course, our listeners here at Catholic Sports Weekly and Catholic Radio Indianapolis love anybody from Notre Dame. So I've heard he's a little nasty up front. He's got an attitude that can be contagious. Tell me what you liked about Quentin Nelson.
Well, I mean, I've been watching Quentin for a couple years. I noticed him, you know, last year when I was in Notre Dame visiting on a school call. And just his presence, he's got all the physical attributes that you look for in an offensive lineman. They're big and strong and got the movement and quickness that you want. But also his just the way he prepares and the character, the football character that he has, just epitomizes everything that we want in a player. From his love to the game to his ability to hold himself accountable but also his teammates accountable. And then his toughness. His toughness is at a whole nother level, and he knows how to keep it between the lines, and he does. And he's going to be exciting for Colts fans to watch him for years to come.
I know we were watching on draft night, and when you made the phone call to him, and it was fun to watch you because you could see in your eyes how much fun it was for you to bring that kind of joy to a young man and his family. You basically had to sit down just to let him celebrate. How neat was that to make that phone call and you know, really brighten a guy's life like that?
Well, look, I mean, I don't ever take for granted what we do and that the impact that we do have in people's lives, not only the players we draft, but our fans. And I'll never take that for granted. And those moments when you hear the kid, the excitement in his voice, the excitement in his family's voice that, you know, everything that they've worked for their entire lives is coming into fruition. Mm-hmm. Those are exciting moments. And then I gotta be honest and give a little candor here. I had about 101 temperature. Oh, and was sick as an absolute dog.
I didn't
the first
know.
2 days of the draft.
Wow.
So I probably sat down for a reason.
Yeah, that's funny. So, but you're okay now. You feeling better now?
I am finally making the turn.
Yeah, wow. That's one thing about Indiana. You get these little colds or a little flu or a little something, and they just hang on. They just hang on. It's hard to chase them around here. There's not enough sunshine, but we're getting close to the sunshine.
No, it's been great here lately. And look, I got a wife who unfortunately got it, and we have five children, and we're passing it around. I mean, it's hard to get out of our house when one person gets anything.
Yeah,
it gets passed around to everybody.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I want to talk about your family in just a bit, but real quickly, a little more on the draft. You got 11 total picks, and what I looked at mostly, it seemed like you got a lot of good character guys. I mean, several of them are team captains of their college team, and must have been a real focus of yours is to try to get leaders. Am I right in that account?
Look, I mean, that's always going to be a big emphasis of ours. Will we be perfect? No, but we're going to make a big emphasis to get the right type of people in the locker room. I just believe long term that's what wins. And we don't only want them to represent, you know, the Colts. They're representing the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana. And it's important that we get the right type of people to represent our organization and our community.
Yeah, and they're good guys, good leaders, and that's what you got 11 of them. That's what you wanted, I guess, when you made those picks was those trades to try to get big numbers, a lot of different guys who can come in and make an impact.
No, and look, the history shows you. I mean, you look at the best teams in the league who've had success through the years. They draft in numbers, and we're going to continue to do that. I mean, you want to go into a draft and be able to get it, you know, at minimum 9 picks. And then the more you get going forward, the more shots at the dartboard. And look, when your roster needs work, that's how you get it. That's how you replenish it with young talent.
Talking with Chris Ballard, he's the Colts general manager, and another big decision you've made in the last month or so has been the coaching search. Of course, after that other guy pulled away, you settled on Frank Reich, and goodness gracious, you talk about God and how he puts people in your life for a reason. I think there's just a natural connection here with Frank Reich being the head coach of the Colts.
Well, look, I never get in panic mode when things don't go the way that you planned them to go. Because Lord knows, my wife always tells me, you know, we plan and God laughs. And he always has a way to work things out. And, you know, we had Frank on our initial list and, you know, we didn't interview him the first go-around. But the next three guys we interviewed were all very qualified and feel fortunate to get a man of Frank's character and leadership as our head football coach.
Well, I know he was with the Philadelphia Eagles before, and you saw in their Super Bowl run, there was a real passion for faith. We've had on our show Father Tom Barcelona, who's with the Catholic Athletes for Christ, and he's one of the Eagles team chaplains, and he's a Catholic priest, and he's with the Eagles. But you could really see with the Eagles, especially during that run for the Super Bowl, there was a real passion for Christ and a real passion for their faith. You saw it with Coach Reich. You saw it with their head coach. You saw it with their quarterback, their punter. How important was that, the faith-based nature of Frank and just kind of coming off of an atmosphere that they really thrived on in Philadelphia? And can you kind of bring that to the Colts?
You know, Frank, I mean, look, and we have all different type of denominations here, you know, from and Frank, with what he stands for on a daily basis and his character, I think that's something that's going to definitely bleed throughout the locker room and through our organization.
Do you see that is an important piece? I mean, could you see it with the Eagles that seemed to be something that helped them become who they became?
I think the character of the men that they had on that coaching staff, I know Doug Peterson well, just from being in Kansas City with Doug for 3 seasons, the character of his coaching staff, the character of their players, I think all of that resonates when it comes down to crunch time and winning ball games. And so I do think it's an important element.
Hey, Father Douglas Hunter, of course, has recently signed on as a team chaplain for the Colts, and he's a veteran here. He's been on this show on Catholic Sports Weekly, and we love Father Hunter. First of all, don't call him Father Doug. You got to go Father Hunter. He's old school traditionalist there. But how can you believe he never played football? I mean, you know Father Hunter. I can't believe that. And he gets that everywhere he goes.
Man. Yeah. He's a big man. You'd think he played football one time. I mean, look, but he's got an interesting background, you know, with being a police officer, with doing what he's done, and now – you know, following his faith into the priesthood, he's going to make a tremendous impact here with the Colts.
Yeah, he's told me before that because he's big, some of the football players, they think he played so that they kind of have a natural connection with him, and it kind of opens doors. Do you see that happening?
There's no doubt that his presence leads to easier conversations.
Mm-hmm. Who were your mentors when it comes to your faith? I think you're now at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, if I'm right. If I'm not, correct me. But who were your mentors? Was it as simple as your parents, or was there a priest along the way that helped keep you where you were going as far as your faith?
You know, growing up, I did not grow up Catholic. I grew up Methodist.
Okay.
And in a very strong church. And when I went to college, I started kind of, we had a great priest at University of Wisconsin that I started to get interested in the Catholic faith. And started going to Catholic church. And then when I got married, my wife was Catholic, and we joined a church in Houston, St. Ignatius, which I ended up signing up for you know, RCAI and going through the process of making the transition. And they had a priest by the name of Father Neuberg, who I'm still very close with to this day, who ended up, you know, being, you know, really a guiding factor in my life. I mean, through every decision we made, both me and my wife with our children, we have two that we have adopted, that he gave us a lot of great guidance along the way, and I still have a very strong relationship with him today.
Now, so you still talk with him and get with him as much as you can? Is that kind of
what helps you? Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, so they were devastated by the floods in Houston, where I grew up. And, you know, their parish, which he is, you know, he's been the priest now, I want to say, for 9 years at St. Ignatius. And they had done a lot of work. They were in the process of building a school, and all of that was lost. And I made a point when we played Houston this year to go down and see him, and he walked me through the parish and all the damage. And what really resonated with me at the time was his faith and how he had never lost faith and the obstacles that he had, you know, that he was faced with at the time. And look, like, you know, I remember him always telling me, look, God does things for a reason. He only gives you what you can handle. He told me that when we adopted our two daughters, when we took them into foster. We became foster parents and ended up fostering them and then adopting them. And he said that was God's plan for you and Kristen. And much like with the parish, it resonated because I started thinking about, hey, you know, God did this to you and to the parish because he knew you could handle it, and he has handled it. The archdiocese didn't have the funds to completely renovate the church and all the work they had done, but he did it through fundraising and the people of the parish and raising money, and now they got it construction going back in the right direction. And I want to say they've actually moved back in. They had to build a temporary structure just so they could have mass, and I know they had to have a mass in the local high school, but just seeing how he was able to overcome his situation with no panic, complete faith, and what God's plan was for him really has helped me through any kind of difficult times that we have in life.
Yeah, I mean, some things, and when you look what other people are going through, it kind of makes your daily life seem a little easier sometimes, I guess, doesn't it? Huh?
No. Look, sometimes we worry about things that we can't control. You know, everything's already been planned out for us anyway. And there's always going to be change. There's always going to be change in your life. But there's one constant, and that's God. God doesn't change. God doesn't change in his love for you and his direction for you. Yeah. And you've got to keep that in perspective when things aren't going your way or when things are changing around you. That is our solid ground that we can always stand upon.
Yeah. As Colts General Manager Chris Ballard, and you talked about your family, your wife Kristen. You have two adopted children that are Sunny and Rain, and then five kids now total in the family. That was it, 2012, if I'm right, when you adopted Sunny and Rain. You talked about just life changing moment, and how was it difficult, or was it just you just sort of felt God working through you guys to make this happen for those two young people?
No, I wish I could sit here and be, you know, and tell you it was just this rosy. We brought two new children into our lives, and it was an easy transition, but it wasn't. I mean, there was struggles, and you know, I learned a lot of great lessons, not only from Sunny and Rain and their, you know, from them, but also from my three children, how they took them in with unconditional love. And you know, and it taught me and my wife a lot about love, because you think that, you know, you bring two kids in who have been in, you know, in a pretty tough situation, you think they're automatically just going to love you because you've given them a nice house and nice things and sending them to school, but it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to earn that, and you have to earn it through your daily actions. And it was really, I mean, it was a great growth process for me and my wife to go through. It made our marriage stronger, because we did have some tests. And But because we were able to overcome it and just followed what God's plan was for us, I think we're stronger today because of it.
Yeah, I remember reading, I think it was Bob Kravitz that did a nice article on you. And you talked about the reaction of your other children. And I think, was it one of your sons that you guys had a conversation that really kind of, it was a very emotional conversation because of the way he acted and because of the way he looked at this situation. That, like you said, life lessons from young people can sometimes show us the right way, can it?
You know, being able to serve others and give to others, you know, much is given, much is expected.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a great, I mean, I'm telling you, it's been a great lesson for our children and for me and Kristen and I. I mean, God gives us a bunch, but he expects us, you know, he expects more. And not everybody has had the advantages that we have had. I mean, we've been very blessed and fortunate, and God has given us a lot, and he expects us to give more back. And those lessons will stay with our children the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And to me, as a Catholic man and growing up Catholic, and the way I believe about, you know, pro-life, what you guys have been through, it to me is another shining example about how every life is important. Every life. God doesn't make mistakes. He life is here for a reason. And that, I'm sure, is a daily reminder for you and your family that every life is important.
No, that, I mean, look, and you never know when you're going to have a chance to really make a difference in a child's life. You know, we learned a lot going through the foster process, how many children out there that need homes and need help and need guidance, and we have to be willing to give of ourselves. I mean, you know, it's got to be more than just writing a check. You know, we have to be willing to sacrifice. I mean, Lord knows, you know, God sacrificed for us so we would have these opportunities. And we've got to be able to sacrifice ourselves. And, like, I see that a little bit as a problem in our world today, is that we've all become so self-absorbed to where it's all about us and what can we get instead of what can we give and what difference can we make. And when God gives us this platform and a chance to really make a difference, we have to take advantage of that.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, and thank Kristen. And how are the kids doing? Everybody doing well? Other than the little cold or whatever it is going through the family right now, they're all good.
They're good. They're all very active. They run my poor wife ragged, you know, between all the sports and activities they're doing. But she finds a way to manage it, plus manage me, because I'm child number 6.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I need my own guidance, too.
Yeah, she says get in line, right? hey, real quickly, a couple more football things. I remember the day you hired Frank Reich, you said the rivalry is back on with the Patriots. Are you glad you said that? Or you know, now that October 4th game is between the Patriots and the Colts, it's a primetime game. They're going to play it at 8:30 at night. And Are you glad you said that? Are you excited about that rivalry being kicked up another notch? And I'm not sure it could be kicked up another notch, but it will be now, won't it?
Well, I mean, look, each game on the, and I'm sure they'll treat it the same way. I mean, yeah. They don't. Each game on the schedule is important. I mean, look, at one point, that was a, you know, New England and Indianapolis. That was a prime time, big game. Peyton versus, you know, Peyton, you had two of the best quarterbacks, in the league going at it. And, you know, I got caught up in the emotion and it came out. But absolutely, look, that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
And that's where we plan on being. And we've got to make it more competitive. We got to make it a rivalry again, because I think it's good for the league. It also shows that, you know, we're getting back to where we need to be as an organization and team.
Yeah, and you will get there. I know you will. Real quickly, training camp, Grand Park this year in Westfield. You've invited recently, just came out a couple days ago or yesterday, whenever, Baltimore Ravens are going to be there for a couple of days, I think like end of August, middle of August, to train with the Colts. That's a neat opportunity for the local fans.
No, I think last year was hard. It was hard for me, you know, when I first walked in and we were debating – training camp and, you know, where we were going to go. We had some contingency plans and they had some plans in place that I just didn't feel comfortable with. And, look, my entire career, everywhere, I've never stayed at home for camp. So last year was hard not being around the fans. I mean, I think it's a great time. And I think Grand Park, it's close.
Yeah.
It's a quick drive here in almost the whole city of Indianapolis and really the state of Indiana can come out and see their team. And I think it's important. I think it's important for our players to know that, to get to know our fans. And I think it's good for our fans to get to see our players on a daily basis.
Yeah, it would
and
be good.
And it's a chance for us to reach fans that can't always get to Sunday. You know, yep. They can't always get to a game on Sunday. This is a way for them to be able to really connect with our team and our players.
That'll come up in August at Grand Park in Westville. A former journalist, I have to ask, how's Andrew?
He's good.
He's good.
Don't worry. I promise you, you're not the first, and you won't be the last. Until he walks out of that tunnel and plays a game, I will get asked this question a million times, and I'm pretty standard with my response.
Yep, and that's
good. I have total faith in the young man and where he's going and our plan going forward to get him ready to play week one.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Chris Ballard, general manager of your Indianapolis Colts. He's going to be our guest speaker at our golf outing for Radio Catholic, Indy, May 22nd at Plum Creek. You're going to tell us all kinds of secrets that only people at the golf tournament will hear, right, on May 22nd.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll give you another Andrew update.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
So there you go. He says he'll give us an Andrew update, another one, on May 22nd at Plum Creek. So go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and get signed up today to play in our golf outing and listen to Chris Ballard at our dinner after the golf. We're going to take a break. We'll close up this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this short timeout.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten by AAA Roofing. And that'll do us. Thanks so much to Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. He'll be our guest speaker at the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing May 22nd at Plum Creek. Get signed up today at CatholicRadioIndy.org. And thank you for listening, and we'll talk again to you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.